Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
What a voice, Tony Williams there, ladies and gentlemen, with the Platters. That's from the Wayback Machine. I don't care who you are, that's, you got to admire that kind of talent. Welcome back, 7 Till. I admire the talent of Don Cooper. That's the reason why we have him back on the show all the time. Don's our good friend, our longtime Brain Trust member, doncooper.com, the sales heretic. He works with companies large and small around the world to help them get their business out of the ground, especially with regard to dealing with customers. Right, Don?
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, selling or taking care of them, loving them up, negotiating with them. We're talking about negotiating, and Don, and talk to us about some of the misconceptions and some of the mistakes people make. Let's do misconceptions first of negotiating.
Probably the biggest misconception is the idea that negotiating is simply about price, and the idea that if you name a price and your customer responds with a lower price and you come with a different price, that's negotiating. No, it's not. That's just cutting your price. That's all that is. Real negotiating means that you're exchanging value for value. You're giving up something in exchange for something else. So if you're going to cut your price, if you're going to give your prospect a discount, you need to get something of value in exchange for that. So maybe the price goes down if they buy a larger quantity, or if they pay sooner, or if they pay with your preferred method. You always need to get something whenever you give something up. That's negotiating.
I agree with that. Value. So negotiating is not just about price. It in fact, how many times have you gone into a negotiation, Don, and the ultimate outcome was almost light years away from what you started out talking about?
Absolutely. Happens all the time.
Yeah, and you left price. You left the money thing, back behind you there. What's another misconception?
Another misconception is that negotiating is not important, that you can just get what you want all the time, and that's not the case because you're negotiating all the time. And being a savvy negotiator means learning what is important to the other side and knowing how you can satisfy as many of their needs as possible while also satisfying as many of your needs as possible. Another misconception is the idea of a fair price or a fair profit.
Huh.
There's no such thing. Fair is an irrelevant term when it comes to negotiating. People think they're looking for a fair solution. But fair is a highly subjective word, possibly the most subjective word in the English language.
Should you replace fair with reasonable?
No. What you want to replace fair with is acceptable. What is an acceptable outcome for us and for the other side? What's an outcome that we can both be happy with? Because what you and I decide upon, if we're negotiating, we might both be happy with. Some third party might say, oh, that's not fair. Because they bring their own set of values to this situation. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks is fair. It doesn't matter what you or I think is fair. All that matters is what we think is good for us. What do we think is an acceptable outcome.
Right. So what about mistakes? What are some of the big... Give us a couple of big negotiating mistakes people make.
A big mistake is not preparing effectively. If you walk into a negotiation situation and you aren't prepared to negotiate, you're going to get your lunch handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a sales situation, you're going to lose the deal, or you're going to end up making a deal that costs you a lot of money. You have to do your research. You have to do your preparation and planning. You have to know what you can ask for, what you can give away, what's important to your prospect. You need to do all your preparation. That's a big, big mistake people make.
This is part of what you just said, is not doing everything you can to find out what motivates the other person.
Absolutely. You need to know what matters to them, because any two prospects are going to be different. To one prospect, speed of delivery might be everything.
Right.
To somebody else, price might be much more important. To somebody else, it might be reputation, dependability, quality. You got to find out what matters to your counterpart.
Is this a person who thinks about price and money alone? Do they love money, or is this a person who values peace of mind?
Right. How is this person motivated? Are they motivated by the potential for getting something, or are they afraid of losing something? Which matters more to them? How do they respond?
And or maybe do they just like to win, and they don't care how you determine what you win, but that they just like to win. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. And give us your website quickly one more time.
DonCooper.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Thanks, Don, for being here. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.